All India Radio presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Abhishek Kumar. The headlines. TRS President K. Chandrasekhar Rao to be sworn in as Chief Minister of Telangana this afternoon. Congress MLAs in Chhattisgarh authorized Party President Rahul Gandhi to decide next Chief Minister of the state. Retail inflation declines to 17-month low of 2.33% in November this year. President Ramnath Kovind reiterates India's readiness to offer assistance to Myanmar in national reconstruction and economic development. British Prime Minister Theresa May wins vote of confidence in her leadership of Conservative Party. And India to take on Netherlands in the quarterfinals of Men's Hockey World Cup in Bhubaneswar today. Telangana Rashtra Samiti President K. Chandrasekhar Rao will be sworn in as Chief Minister of Telangana for the second consecutive term today. The swearing-in ceremony will take place at Raj Bhavan around 1:30 in the afternoon. More from our correspondent.
After winning 2/3 of the seats in the state assembly elections, TRS President Chandrasekhar Rao has been elected unanimously as the TRS Legislature Party leader for the second time. Though most of the earlier ministers re-elected, the formation of the new cabinet appears to be taking a little longer time. As a result, very few ministers are likely to take oath of office and secrecy along with the chief minister today, and a full-fledged cabinet will be put in place during next few days. Lakshmi, AIR News, Hyderabad.
In Chhattisgarh, the newly elected Congress legislators have unanimously passed a one-line resolution requesting Congress President Rahul Gandhi to decide the leader of the Congress Legislative Party, CLP, who will become the Chief Minister of the state. During the meeting last night, former Union Minister and legislator Charan Das Mahant moved the resolution, which was seconded by the Congress Working Committee member and MLA Tamradhwaj Sahu. Congress veteran Mallikarjun Kharge was present as observer at the CLP meeting. AICC General Secretary P.L. Punia, in charge of party affairs in Chhattisgarh, and Secretary Chandan Yadav and Dr. Arum Oram were also present. Earlier, AICC observers had a joint meeting with 68 newly elected legislators and later also had a one-on-one discussion with them. After the meeting, Mr. Kharge told reporters that the opinion of legislators and the resolution would be communicated to the party high command. He said the Congress chief will take a final call about the new chief minister of Chhattisgarh. Mr. Kharge said,
"We'll take the consensus of all MLAs and also senior leaders, and then the high command will take the decision."
In Rajasthan, Congress president will decide the leadership issue on the basis of the opinion of newly elected party MLAs, the report of central observers, and latest political combinations in the state. More from our correspondent.
Now, the issue of focus is that who is going to take oath as chief minister, as Congress claimed to form government. Supporters of both the main contenders for the post, Ashok Gehlot and Sachin Pilot, are expecting to have decision in their favor. Now, key is in the hands of high command, who is to decide whether to go with experience or hand over the state in the hands of youth. With Jitendra Dwivedi, Sudarshan Nahar, AIR News, Jaipur.
In Madhya Pradesh, Congress Legislature Party met in Bhopal yesterday and authorized the party president to decide the new chief minister of the state. More from our correspondent.
With numbers in place to form government in Madhya Pradesh, the elected Congress MLAs on Wednesday authorized the party's national president Rahul Gandhi to decide the chief minister as senior leader AK Antony, including top contenders, held hectic parleys throughout the day. However, the sources present in the meeting claimed that the name of state Congress chief Kamal Nath is almost final for the top post. On the other hand, amid hectic lobbying for the post of chief minister, Rahul Gandhi has asked the party workers to tell their top choice for the post by using an internal messaging platform. Sanjeev Sharma, AIR News, Bhopal.
Mizo National Front MNF President Zoran Thanga will be sworn in as Chief Minister of Mizoram on Saturday. Our correspondent has filed this report.
MNF Chief 74-year-old Zoran Thanga will be sworn in as the next Chief Minister of Mizoram for the third term on Saturday. He was the state chief minister for two terms, earlier from 1998 to 2008. On an invitation from Governor Rajasekharan, MNF leaders led by Zoram Thanga submitted the list of his party's newly elected legislators yesterday. The swearing-in ceremony will take place at Raj Bhavan on Saturday at 11 a.m. Irene, AIR News, Aizawl.
In Assam, the ruling BJP has consolidated its lead in the panchayat polls. BJP has won 1,950 Gram Panchayat member seats, while main opposition Congress has won 1,150 seats as of now. The Assam Gana Parishad with 425 seats is on third position. The BJP also won 205 Anchalik Panchayat member seats and 235 Gram Panchayat president seats. It is leading at 55 seats for Zilla Parishad member, while Congress is leading at 35 seats and Assam Gana Parishad in 8 seats. Counting of voters underway. More from our correspondent.
The BJP is leading in all the 4 segments, Gram Panchayat members and presidents, Anchalik Panchayat members and Zilla Parishad members. The party has shown good results in the areas represented by the senior leaders, including Chief Minister Sarbanand Sonowal. The two phases Panchayat election was held for a total of over 26,000 seats. Counting of vote is still on. Thanking the voters, State BJP President Ranjit Kumar Das said, "The result is the outcome of the good works of the Sarbanand Sonowal government."
For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. You can also log on to our website newsonair.nic.in. Retail inflation eased to a 17-month low in November this year at 2.33%, mainly due to a decline in prices of kitchen essentials like vegetables. According to the provisional data of Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation released yesterday for November, the retail inflation was at the lowest level recorded since June last year when it stood at 1.46%. November marked the fourth consecutive month in which inflation was within the Reserve Bank of India's medium-term goal of 4%. On the other hand, industrial output and IIP of the country grew at an 11-month high of 8.1% in October this year on the back of mining, power, manufacturing sectors and higher offtake of capital and consumer durable goods. Prime Minister Narendra Modi handed over the tricolour flag to Arunima Sinha, marking the beginning of her expedition to Mount Vinson, Antarctica. Arunima Sinha is the first female Divyang to climb Mount Everest. She called on the Prime Minister at New Delhi yesterday and apprised him of her upcoming mountaineering expedition to Antarctica. Mr. Modi lauded her impressive achievements and extended his best wishes for her latest venture. The nation pays homage to the martyrs who sacrificed their lives while defending Parliament House in the terror attack on this day in 2001. President Ramnath Kovind said, "India gratefully remembers those who martyred while defending Parliament from terrorists." Vice President M. Venkaiah Naidu said, 13th of December is a day to pay homage to those who were martyred and to remind oneself of the need for a united resolve against a common enemy. Prime Minister Narendra Modi saluted the valour of those who were martyred during the dastardly attack on Parliament on this day in 2001. He said their courage and heroism inspires every Indian. President Ramnath Kovind has reiterated India's readiness to offer assistance to Myanmar in addressing its challenges of national reconciliation, reconstruction and economic development during its transition towards democracy. Addressing a gathering of Indian community in Yangon, Mr. Kovind said that New Delhi fully respects the unity and territorial integrity of Myanmar, which is also important for Indian and regional security. Our correspondent accompanying the president has filed this report.
President invited the Indian community to participate in the Pravasi Bharatiya Sammelan to be held in Varanasi from 21st to 23rd January next year. Earlier in the day, he paid his respects at the Martyrs Mausoleum and offered prayers at famous Shadagon Pagoda. He also met the veterans of Indian National Army and expressed country's gratitude for their contribution in India's freedom struggle under leadership of Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose. Addressing the media, Foreign Secretary Vijay Gokhale said that new bus service between Mandalay and Manipur is going to start soon, and Sete project under Karadhan Multimodal Project has been completed, which will boost connectivity. He also mentioned that visa on arrival facility for Indian flyers to Myanmar has been brought into force with immediate effect. Anshuman Mishra, AIR News, Yangon.
British Prime Minister Theresa May has won a vote of confidence in her leadership of the Conservative Party. She got support of 200 MPs, while 117 MPs voted against her. The confidence vote was triggered by 48 of her MPs who are angry at her Brexit policy. They said that her policy has betrayed the 2016 referendum result. If she would have lost the confidence vote, Mrs. May would have been forced to stand down as the Conservative Party leader and then as the Prime Minister. Back home, a well-marked low-pressure area over southeastern Bay of Bengal is set to intensify into a deep depression in the next 24 hours. Met Department said in Chennai that the weather system may further intensify into a deep depression in the subsequent 24 hours. It is set to migrate towards northwestwards, close to South Andhra Pradesh and North Tamil Nadu coast. More from our correspondent.
The depression is currently far off from the coast, leading to a dry weather in Tamil Nadu and Puducherry. The region, especially northern Tamil Nadu, is facing a huge shortfall of rain this season. Chennai has a shortfall of more than 50% precipitation as of now. The depression is seen with the hope of bringing more rain. Jai Singh, AR News, Chennai.
India will clash with the Netherlands in the quarterfinals of the Men's Hockey World Cup at Bhubaneswar today. All India Radio will broadcast live commentary on the match. It can be heard on Rajdhani, FM Rainbow Network and additional frequencies from 4:40 p.m. onwards. India had directly qualified to the last eight stage after topping Group C with two wins and a draw. The Netherlands, on the other hand, made it to the quarterfinals after beating Canada 5-0 in the crossover game. In the other quarterfinal, Germany will face Belgium at 7 in the evening. AIR will broadcast live commentary on the match from 6:55 p.m. Germany had ended as Pool D toppers, while Belgium defeated Pakistan 5-0 to seal a quarterfinal berth. Today's matches will determine the final two semi-final places. Last evening, two-time defending champions Australia and England entered the last four stage after winning their quarterfinal games. In badminton, Olympic silver medalist PV Sindhu eked out a hard-fought win over world number 2 Akane Yagamuchi of Japan in her opening group match of the World Tour Finals in Guangzhou, China yesterday. Sindhu produced a superb performance to defeat Yamaguchi 24-22, 21-15 in women's singles pool A. Sindhu will face Tai Tzu Ying of Taiwan today in her second match. Meanwhile, in men's singles, Samir Verma lost his Group B opener to Japanese Kento Momota 18-21, 6-21. And now for an overview of today's newspapers, it's over to Tanvi Taneja.
Thank you, Abhishek. The rush to elect new chief ministers and reactions of the newly appointed RBI governor occupy headline space across dailies today. Congress in huddle to pick CMs, headlines the Hindustan Times, adding party gets backing of non-BJP legislators in MP Rajasthan. The Asian Age writes, fierce lobbying on CMs in three states. KCR to take oath today, writes the Tribune. The DNA Money writes, RBI governor vows to uphold autonomy, further quoting the governor as saying, economic growth would be a priority with benign outlook on inflation. Autonomy is important, but so is accountability, says Shaktikant Das, is how the headline appears in the Hindu Business Line. Stock markets shrugging off the impact of assembly elections and change at the helm of RBI is noticed by papers. Stocks, bonds rally as new governor takes charge is the headline in the Business Standard, which further adds Sensex jumps 629 points, 10-year bond yield drops 12 basis points to 7.41%. The DNA Money writes, Street gives 630-point thumbs up to governor. Writing on the dipping air quality in the capital, the Hindustan Times informs, air quality in NCR improves to poor, likely to remain so. The Delhi government tightening noose on cyber tax fraudsters is noticed by the Pioneer that writes 8.7 thousand traders under lens for 262 crore rupee cyber tax fraud. A pro in the parliament finds mention in the Hindustan Times that writes opposition centre at odds over voting in Rafale debate. And finally, shining some positive light on the brain-stimulating exercises, the Times of India reports on a finding saying Sudoku crosswords won't prevent dementia, but studies show they do boost mental ability, so don't stop solving those puzzles. And with that, it's back to you, Abhishek.
Thank you, Tanvi. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. TRS President K. Chandrasekhar Rao to be sworn in as Chief Minister of Telangana this afternoon. Congress MLAs in Chhattisgarh authorized Party President Rahul Gandhi to decide new Chief Minister of the state. Retail inflation declines to 17-month low of 2.33% in November this year. President Ramnath Kovind reiterates India's readiness to offer assistance to Myanmar in national reconstruction and economic development. British Prime Minister Theresa May wins vote of confidence in her leadership of Conservative Party. And India to take on Netherlands in the quarterfinals of Men's Hockey World Cup in Bhubaneswar today. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.nic.in. With that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.